Regina, after an action-packed day with competitions taking place in every day, besides cycling, Team Sask continues to do well in all events while competing in the 2022 Canada Summer Games. There was some incremental weather, the lack of wind in the morning delayed the launch of boats in sailing, and the humidity was a factor for those competing on the track. Despite the conditions, athletics added 3 more bronze medals to the medal count. Team Sask Spotlight. August 17 was Pride Day around Canada Games Park. Team Sask showed their support and solidarity by wearing pride-colored clothing and engaging in the activities planned by the 2022 Niagara Canada Games Host Society. The food volunteers at the sailing venue had great praise for our athletes. Twins, Erica and Elisa Marcantine, sailing, offered to help clean up the food tent. There were many comments on the friendliness and respect our athletes are showing. Previous day highlights. Athletics, para-athletics, Special Olympics. Team Sask added 3 more medals our medal count. Kyrell Sopotic placed 3rd in the 1,500m wheelchair male event, earning a bronze medal for his efforts. Jenna McFadden and Jonathan Adam Podbielski earned bronze medals in the 3,000m steeplechase female and male, respectively. Rounding out top 5 results are Caitlin Harrison placing 4th in the 3,000m steeplechase, Alamide Olaloku placing 4th in women's triple jump, and Yusuf Kod placing 5th in the 1,500m wheelchair event. Box lacrosse, Team Sask won both their games today. They had a strong game against Team Pei, defeating them 10-2. Final score against Team NB 8-2. They now sit 2nd in Pool B canoe kayak. After finishing 2nd in her heat, Aisha Sparrowhawk qualified for the final in the K1 1000m. She finished 4th overall. The K4 500m male team advanced to the final after a 2nd-place finish in their heat. They placed 5th overall. The C2 500m male and K-2 500m female both placed 6th, while the C1 1000m female, C1 1000m male, IC-4 500m female and K1 1000m male all placed 7th overall. Cycling. Today was a training day for Team Sask. They will compete August 18 in the road race. Diving. Cash Tarasov finished 8th place in 3-meter springboard male. Lila Stewart placed 7th in the platform event, while Brooklyn Markison placed 8th. Presley Deck rounded out the top 10 finishes with 9th place in the platform female. Golf. After a great first day of golf, Darian Herlick sits even at 72 and is in 6th place. Hunter is plus 2 at 74 and is currently tied for 8th. On the women's side, Ella Kozik is tied for 2nd with a score of 69, minus 3 par, and Hallie is tied for 7th with a score of 88. Round 2 is scheduled for August 18. Rowing. Pepper Howe advances to the A final August 20 in the single scull. Men's pair consisting of Johnny McLeod and Max Pally finished 3rd after competing in the repechage. The women's quadruple sculls advanced to a final, August 20, after placing 1st in their heat. Women's pair consisting of Ellen Marion and Brooklyn Schwab finished 3rd after competing in the repechage. Men's quadruple advanced to a final August 20 after finishing 2nd in their heat. The men's 8 places 3rd after competing in the repechage. Women's lightweight double sculls advanced to the final after placing 2nd in their heat. Sailing, parasailing. The lack of wind in the morning delayed the launch of the boats. However, Paige Buttex and Crystal Schuchik raced in the 2.4m para mix event today, finishing 2nd and 3rd, respectively. Alec Waters sailed his way to finish 5th in the race 1 of the single-handed laser male. Soccer, Team Sask had a tough game against Team MB. They fell to Team MB 0-4. Softball, Team Sask wasted no time winning against Team AB. They defeated Alberta 10-0 in just 4 innings of play 4. They went on the win against Team QC, 4-3 later in the day. They are currently 4-0 in the preliminary round. Volleyball. Team Sask wins over Team BC, 3-0. They currently sit 2nd in Pool B. The women came up short, losing a tough match to Team BC, 3-2. Both teams are on the court August 18 in preliminary action.